AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The ceasefire deal for a two-week pause in the Iran war is already looking shaky. The Islamic Republic has again closed the Strait of Hormuz in response to intensified Israeli attacks on the Hezbollah militant group in Lebanon. Lebanon's Social Affairs Minister Hanin Sayed calling it
stunning and absolutely unacceptable. Within 10 minutes, it seems that the Israelis have hit 100 sites all over Lebanon, creating panic all over Beirut and the country.
Lebanon's health ministry says at least 182 people were killed, the highest single-day death toll so far. And John Cambrell reports there were already big questions about the deal.
Top of mind is the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf. Iran insists that its military is still going to control access through the strait. And we've heard from one diplomat that says Iran and Oman, whose territorial waters form the strait, would still be collecting fees from passing ships. This is a big departure. The world largely considers the strait an international waterway that should be free for all. Meanwhile, we're seeing discrepancies from Iran in its language about the 10 points it's put forward on ending the war. In its Farsi language version, it included that it wanted to continue to enrich uranium. That's something that President Trump has said is a non-starter. And we also saw the Iranians continue to launch missile barrages even after the ceasefire was announced across the Gulf Arab states and on Israel. In the United Arab Emirates, where I am, they said a fire broke out at a facility at a natural gas field there.
Still, Vice President J.D. Vance is set to lead a U.S. delegation to Pakistan later this week for mediated talks with Iran.
He said that there are a few points of disagreement before the negotiation. Well, that must mean that there's a lot of points of agreement, because there's a 15-point plan floating around. There's a 10-point plan floating around. If he's frustrated about three issues, that actually means that there's a lot of agreement.
And oil prices plunged, both Brent crude and the U.S. benchmark settling below $95 per barrel. This is AP News. In New York, a Long Island architect has pleaded guilty to murder. Julie Walker has the story.
Rex Heuermann admitting to killing eight women in the Gilgo Beach serial killer case. Missy Khan, the sister of victim Maureen Barnes.
19 years, I lived in the space between heartbreak and hope.
Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney says the Long Island architect's guilty plea means he faces life in prison when sentenced.
This defendant walked among us, play acting as a normal suburban dad, when in reality, all along, he was obsessively targeting innocent women for death.
Outside court, Heuermann's lawyer, Michael Brown, tells WABC his client's decision to cut a deal was a sense of relief.
I think by admitting it, I think it's cathartic to some extent.
As part of the plea deal, Heuermann agrees to talk with the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit about his life as a serial killer. On Long Island, I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.